ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, if you caught the program before 5 o'clock today, or perhaps looked at the news at all, you'd have heard about the reported data breach involving Club's New South Wales customers. That's potentially affected more than a million customer records, including politicians and even the New South Wales Premier. It's now the subject of a cybercrime squad investigation. The New South Wales Police spoke to the media this afternoon.
We'll be investigating a number of different types of offences. One of them is the offence of blackmail under the Crimes Act and possession of data or personal information for unlawful purposes.
That was the New South Wales Police early this afternoon. And in some breaking news, the cybercrime squad detectives have arrested a man over this alleged data breach. He is expected to be charged with blackmail. Joining me now is the New South Wales Minister for Customer Service and Digital Government, Jihad Dib. Welcome to you, Minister.
Good afternoon. How are you? Thanks for having me, Andy.
An unauthorised website, in fact, claims to have the personal information of more than a million people, including your Premier, Chris Minns, Deputy Premier Prue Carr, Police Minister Yasmin Catley. What do you know about this? What data do you know they have on these senior government officials?
Well, look, I mean, I think in the first instance, I'm pretty buoyed by the news that you've just broken there about the person being arrested. And of course, I hope that, the police... Well done on him on being able to really activate that so quickly and hopefully, could bring the site down sooner rather than later. But look, the information is there, like recognising this might be the Premier or the Deputy Premier or the Minister, but, you know, they're regular people who, like everybody else, goes to a club or goes to a venue and needs to sign in. The information that's out there could be whatever information that was used for them to be able to verify who they were to go in. And, I don't know that the police have been looking very closely at all of those things, at the number of, breaches that have been taking place. And I would urge anybody who's got some concerns to do a couple of things. Firstly, contact the local club that they think may be affected to see if they were affected by the breach, what potential information of theirs might be out there. And also, of course, then, if they're in a situation where they fear for their safety or anything, to make sure that they contact 000.
How practical is that, ringing around all the clubs you might have been in over the last period to find out if they've got your personal data?
Well, look, the clubs are also at the moment, Clubs New South Wales and these venues are also working with Cybersecurity New South Wales, some of the other agencies. They're also contacting people people that may be affected. They'll know who's been affected and they're making contact with them as well. But it's for people who might be a bit concerned, they might be a little bit unsure. It might just be the thing that makes them feel a little bit better. I wouldn't be encouraging people to go onto the site and check for themselves, because that only reinforces, again, that business model of these people who do blackmailing or ransomware.
Is it true that this team of offshore developers were not paid? That's why they've created this site as blackmail?
Yeah, look, I'll leave that one to the investigators. Obviously, there'd be a reason why they've created that. My concern here is what I need to do and what we can do in terms of making sure that we support people who have been affected. There's always people do use third-party brokers in some form, and one of the things that particularly in Cybersecurity New South Wales that we do talk about is, recognising that when it comes to things like that, you need to have really good cyber hygiene. And whilst that might sound like a really technical phrase, what it really means is make sure that you know the group that you're working with, you've got very good, clear contracts in terms of what information they have, how long they have that information, and make sure that you're working closely with them, because, and this is whether it's a private entity, a government entity or anything, if you have people's data, then that's people trusting you with that data. You need to do everything you can to protect that.
How good, Minister, is the New South Wales government's data hygiene? Does New South Wales require that the data be fully kept on Australian shores and worked on by people in Australia?
So New South Wales has got really good data hygiene. I mean, we've got Cybersecurity New South Wales, which works with all of the government agencies, and it effectively acts not only as a quality assurance for all of the agencies, whether it's education, you think about every government agency, quality assurance, but also then making sure that they're supporting them in ways to keep fixing and keep improving their cybersecurity.
But Minister, the question is, how long does New South Wales require the data to be kept?
So there's different legislative requirements in terms of which data you might keep, but it's also about how well you protect that data, and that data being really protected, that vigilance and that constantly making sure that you're checking in on it. You know,
Australia's pretty far behind on these sorts of laws, I think you'll agree. In the EU, there's statutes of limitation on how the data is collected and how long it's taken. I mean, do you think we need to have a look at this legislatively?
I think when, you know, as with all incidents, and we did that any time that there might be a breach, is we then go back and have a critical reflection on everything that has occurred. And we'll certainly be looking at this. And there's elements here that cover, don't forget, you know, federal law, state laws. These are like some of the gaming laws, for example, gaming and liquor licensing. It covers a few areas. What we will be doing is what we always do, which is looking at it and saying, one, how did this happen? Two, how do we prevent it to happen? And three, and most importantly, how do we support people who have been affected by this? And if that requires changes, then those are the changes that we need to do. But in the first step,
I just want to clarify, if I'm giving my license details to a club via my New South Wales driver's license that I have uploaded into the Service New South Wales app, for example, what law mandates that club to take that data? Why do they need that data?
Oh, there's actually there is a specific law about the data in terms of getting into clubs, because we've got, you know, that situation, making sure that you're over 18. Then there's an issue with clubs around being
pubs don't always, you know,
within the 5 o'clock. Well, the pubs do check you know, the identification.
They
in
don't
terms
keep
of 18.
It for 3 months.
No, and you know, and those are some of those things that we'll be looking at as well. Looking into the future, some of the things that we're working on is, you know, how are there other ways too that you can have credentials that prove who you are without giving away information? I only gave a speech, it would have been a few months ago, and it's been something I've been talking about a fair bit, which is about, you know, how much information do we need to provide if there's only certain things that you need to prove? So, for example, it's pretty easy for me to walk into an over-18s venue and it, you know, prove that I'm over 18. But, you know, what sort of things do I need to provide? And so we've been working on some ethical frameworks around that cyber. And as I said earlier, after every incident, we do have a good look at it. This is a pretty significant incident. So we'll
A million customers is certainly significant, I think you'll agree. Mm. We'll have to leave it there. New South Wales Minister for Customer Service and Digital Government, Jihad Dib, pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.